Let me hear it if you've had the Pfizer vaccine. Let me hear it for Moderna. AstraZeneca. Let's hear it from the anti-vaxxers.
Unbelievable. What else can we do, Ian?
I think we should stop offering them anything. I think we should. The only thing we should offer people who don't want the vaccine is a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
Really? Physical violence.
Pfizer today announced that they say their vaccine is safe for kids aged 5 to 11. According to a Pfizer board member, a vaccine for those children could be available by the end of October. Well, I know what I'll be handing out for Halloween. A fun-sized Pfizer, you know? Many Americans are still resisting the vaccine in favor of the paste they use to deworm horses.
Don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change.
Breaking news in the fight against coronavirus. Pfizer just announced phase 3 trial results of its COVID vaccine on children, showing it is 100% effective in kids ages 12 to 15.
It's really important to know that the vaccines have all been through and met the necessary safety and quality standards.
So this is the bit where you're going to have the vaccine now, Elton. So right. Just kind of pretend that you're having the vaccine from a nurse.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
You got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity, I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, then trust me, it's good, now let's all get the vaccine.
If this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Well, here's a new twist for you today. The Kentucky Lottery announced that if you get your COVID-19 vaccine, you could also win $225,000.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
Oh, you're giving numbers, I do. I go, oh. Did you really say that?
I just say whatever they write down for me.
That's why you're guessing.
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus this season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go.
When we poke ya, well, we know you're gonna be safe from COVID infecting you. When you go out, yeah, I know you're gonna hug and not worry, it might kill you.
And we will shoot 500 vials and then we will stick 500 more just to be the vax who shoots 500 vials. What are you waiting for?
We've tried the education, we've tried the carrot, we now move to the stick. If it takes time now, the time to find people, great. Let's start. Let's never wait with €100. Make it £100, right? And it starts, and I tell you what, it's not 60, but let's make it 40 and above, starting on Monday, okay? Now, if we come round, knock on the door, and you can show on your phone, or you've got a letter or something, you've got an appointment, that's fine. But if you willfully oppose now, you're 40 and above, £100 fine in December, £100 fine in January, £200 in February, £300 in March. By the end of the year, you'll be spending about £1,000, and that might cut through your ignorance.
to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom. Screw your freedom.
And the truth of the matter is the evidence that vaccination works is literally, hey, it's overwhelming. I mean, there's no doubt about it at all. And by the way, Pfizer and AstraZeneca are both excellent vaccines, as is Moderna and other vaccines.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
Fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person. I think given the country as a whole, the fact that we have now about 50% of adults fully vaccinated and about 62% of adults having received at least one dose, as a nation, I feel fairly certain you're not gonna see the kind of surges we've seen in the past.
If you're vaccinated, you're not gonna be hospitalized, you're not gonna be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before its entry the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. There's two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated,
that is what it is. So, yep. Okay. Yep.
I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma and standing against my constituents.
Thank you.
We will go from Delta to Lambda and then on to the other Greek letters. That's inevitable.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
It's amazing because we were talking about how important it was for everyone to get vaccinated and what a big deal it was to get vaccinated. So I thought that was all built in already, but getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
Did you cry?
Really.
You can take simple steps to prepare for hurricanes, including getting a COVID-19 vaccine.
Looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated, that you have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public.
Dozens of Bay Area McDonald's have something extra on the menu tonight. For a limited time, you can get burgers and shakes with a side of Pfizer.
Are you worried at all about the new booster?
No.
No?
No.
Are you worried? You're not worried that the 5G chip that it puts in you is going to interfere with the 3G chip from the last one?
Bill Gates and I decided we're going to take the chips out now. We're not going
to. Oh, really?
My entire family is vaccinated. All of my colleagues in the Division of Infectious Diseases are vaccinated. And when my 14-month-old son is old enough, he will be vaccinated. By all of us getting vaccinated, it stops the virus from having places to go and infect other people.
And those individuals who are vaccinated can no longer get the virus and can no longer spread it.
Presiding Officer, in my view, choosing without good reason not to be vaccinated is deeply irresponsible. Getting vaccinated, on the other hand, is a civic duty, and it is the most precious gift we can give to others at this time.
From the first vaccination of the AstraZeneca vaccine, you are 100% effective against hospitalization and death. So, you know, those are the statistics we need to be hearing.
And yes, why haven't we heard that before?
Well, here I am.
And we're making efforts through both targeted paid and earned media efforts in the weeks ahead. We have partnered with retail pharmacies, and we're working with trusted messengers such as faith leaders and communities across the country. We're making it very clear that getting these updated vaccines can save your life, because we know these vaccines are safe and they are effective.
People are dying, Alfred. What would you have me do?
Endure, Master Wayne. Take it. They'll hate you for it, but that's the point of Batman. He can be the outcast. He can make the choice that no one else can make. The right choice.
Today you get to say I told you so.
Today I don't want to. But I did bloody tell you.
Because I wanna.